Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's me, Michelle Buteau. I've got my own podcast now, and I thought you might want to hear it, because as a Two Dope Queens fan, you knew me from jump. It's called Late Night Whenever, and my very special guest this week is none other than my homie, your best boo face, sugar tits, brown titties, sugar plum, Phoebe Lynn Robinson. But guess what? I've also got Mr. Tony Rock, and he is rock solid, honey. Wink, wink. So sit back and have a listen. Sit, honey. Sit. And if you love it, which I know you will, pop on over to the Late Night Whenever feed. That's late, L-A-T-E, night, N-I-G-H-T, whenever, W-N. Okay, you know what? You get it. You know how to spell. I don't need to prove anything to you. But let me tell you something. My episodes are spicy, so you better get a Tums because you're going to get heartburn. Yeah, all right, I'll work on that. But in the meantime, in between time, enjoy the show.
Now the host of Late Night Whenever, please give it up for Michelle Buteau.
What's up, motherfuckers? What is going on? Welcome to Late Night Whenever. I'm your host, Michelle Buteau. Here's my fucking musical sidekick, Rob Lewis. Oh my God, I am so excited, honey. Yes. This feels like the wedding I always wanted.
But you deserve this, Michelle. You deserve this.
All right, ladies, don't throw your panties to the stage just yet. A lot more show to do. We don't need all that stank so far. This is a good part of my life, though. This is a very good part. I do feel like I understand those t-shirts that say, like, sexy and 40, because I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Hi, sir. Walking in late. Old white man walking in late. Yes. It would not be a WNYC studio show if an old white man is not walking in late from his job at Liberty Mutual or wherever you working. Nationwide is on your side, honey. You've done your work. I love that you came. When an old white man in a suit comes to your show late, it feels like that part of every movie where, like, the parent finally makes the kids play. Like, he chose me over his career. But this is a very special time for me. I'm living my best life right now, but that was not always the case. This one time I was living in L.A., ugh. No shade to L.A., but, like, I'm the only person that moved to L.A. and gained weight, okay? Nobody could hang out. They're like, do you want to hike? And I was like, who's chasing us? Why are we hiking? So I was living in L.A. with my husband, and he's so cute. And my uncle, who's a priest in Jamaica, was going to be ordained the archbishop in Rome, Italy, at the Vatican. It's in Rome. Ow. I was like, wow, so many family members are going. I really want to go. But I was like, I really have no money. You know, like, I'm a comedian with back fat. He's a Dutch photographer with, like, ripped jeans. We ain't got no money. We can't even rent a car with, like, a straight face. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, when they're running your credit card. When you rent in a car and you know you got, like, 3 hours to be there and it's 4 hours away. Oof, my ass is clenched just thinking about it. Ass clenched, jaw locked. That's the way I like to rent.
I
brought napkins. I'm getting messy. So my whole family's going to Rome for love. And I booked husband and I tickets on Expedia, and they were like $900 each. Now, if you know anything about travel, LA to Rome is not $900. And we had three connections in three different countries and 1 hour in between connection. And I was like, I'm going to the Vatican. So I was like, I'm going to get me a church hat. So I found the biggest church hat I could find. And then cut to me running in the Toronto airport, the Frankfurt airport. Just like, I look like an extra from a Madea movie. Just like, hold the plane, big ass hat. Hold the plane! And it was in June, the end of June. I'll never forget it, because if you're ever like gonna go to Rome, don't go in June. It is hot as fuck. And so we get to Rome, and we're just looking at the baggage belt, waiting for our luggage to come, and waiting and waiting, and nothing's happening. And I was just looked at my husband. I was like, God, this is like waiting for your luggage is like waiting for the results of an AIDS test. And he goes, why the fuck would you say that? I was like, good question. Our luggage didn't come. So we were like, where's our luggage? They're like, they're pointing to Germany on the map. I'm like, I think it's in Frankfurt. It was the worst game of Celebrity. So you know, like, the addresses, like, in Europe are just, like, backwards. I'm just, like, pointing to this. This is where we at. And they're like, we'll send it, I think. And so we get to our hostel. And this is why they call it a hostel, because it makes you motherfucking hostile. Mm. Y'all with me. I mean, this room was so small. Like, between my lady bits and my husband's, he couldn't move without telling me, and I had to let him know when I had to, like, go across the room. It was like we were doing the electric slide. He's like, I'm going to the bed. I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. I wanna move. Like, it's not okay. Have you ever been booked in a hostel and just been like, the fuck this?
I don't fuck with hostels.
No, you're too cute for that. He don't know this life. And I remember it being so hot, but I was like, you know what? This is Italy. We haven't had a honeymoon. We couldn't afford one. So, like, there's cobblestones and, like, pasta and tomatoes that taste like sugar. I wanted to smuggle them in my ass. I was like, let's go have a trip. So we go off on this trip. We're like, Rome is amazing. It's like walking through a museum. Almost get run over by a motorcycle. Cool, cool. The next day, we call. We're like, yo, where's our luggage? They're like, oh, it's St. Peter and St. Paul Day. I go, who the fuck are they? Peter and Paul, they would have wanted me to have some luggage. I'm 24 hours into 92 degree weather on cobblestone. My panties are not happy. Ooh, my panties were not happy, Rob.
Okay.
No, for real, I've never been camping, but this was the closest. I was like, ooh, I feel like day 40 on Naked and Afraid. I don't know what's gonna happen. So we had to wait another 24 hours, and I was like, oh my God, nothing was open. None of the streets were open. The airport was shut down for St. Peter and Paul. I was like, shout out to those motherfuckers, who they? So the next day, we're like, where the luggage? They're like, oh, we have a 4-hour siesta. It'll come after 6 p.m. So I had to do the whole day. You know, come on, y'all. I know one of y'all just like put your panties inside out once in a while. Look, even guys are like, maybe. And then I was like, you know what, babe, fuck this. We got to go shopping for some panties. I can't. So we go shop in Rome. Even the H&M is expensive. We couldn't afford anything. And my parents, my poor, poor parents, they felt so bad for us. They're like, just take a pair of our panties. And let me tell you guys, you don't know what life is like until you have sat down on a bed in front of your husband wearing pre-menopausal high-waisted panties while he's just sitting in the hostel wearing man panties that my dad was wearing, punching the wall. Me crying, drinking hot Chianti. Talking about it was supposed to be romantic. The trip was crazy. Look at me trying to be cute on a budget, can't afford shit, okay? Our luggage was lost for 4 days. We were there for 5. Yes, hoes. And I rode home all three flights in three different countries with a fresh pair of panties. Yes. But it's crazy. Okay, so I just want to like give a special shout out after all of that. My parents are here tonight. And this is another great thing about like being 40 is that you can start doing stuff with your parents and be like, no, I got it. So I flew them up first class. I know. Well, it was from Fort Lauderdale, so it was like 3 hours. It doesn't really mean it's first class if there's no TVs, but look, I did it. I just want to give a shout out to Marie and Michelle. Ayo. My parents don't know what a podcast is yet, but we'll explain it to them later. But are you having fun, Dad? What's happening with you right now?
I'm having a lot of fun. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy. That's the best time of my life.
I feel sad about that. But I love you, Dad. I love you, Dad. Mom, do you want to say something? She's like, hell no, bitch.
I can't believe that we're here listening to so much F and S. And we're...
Ma, you know, where did I learn it? You say fuck and shit all the time. She is a little Jamaican nugget that is like a fucking truck driver. Don't even act like it's me up here. Not doing it. And she's from Jamaica too, so I'll be on the phone. She's like, Roz, Claude, Bumba, Claude. Like, I can't. Can you confirm or deny? Okay, all right. Well, those are the Butos. I'm Michelle, Marie, Michelle, Rob Lewis, and we have more Late Night Whenever. Oh my God. My next guest is an incredible stand-up. He's host BET's Black Card Revoked and the NBA's The Warm Up. You can also see him on CBS's new comedy, Living Biblically. Please welcome Tony Rock!
Hey, hey. What's up, everybody? Hello.
How are
what's
you?
Up, y'all? Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
what's going
my
on?
Parents are here also.
Shut up.
Yeah, my dad was the guy that walked in late.
Come on. Man, if your dad was an old white dude, you'd be like a
I'd be like
Jenner.
Now the world don't move to the beat. You don't remember that sitcom? Right over your head.
I had no idea you were from Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy, yeah, born and raised.
What was Bed-Stuy like when there were black people there?
It was, I lived in Bed-Stuy when it was the worst neighborhood in America.
Damn.
Yes, when they said we were number one. We were number one worst neighborhood. Bed-Stuy was ground zero. When they dropped the crack bomb on America, Bed-Stuy was ground zero. And I grew up there.
Oh my, what was that like?
It was terrifying, but it was fun in a weird way because, you know, with so many siblings, we had to kind of just gel together and get each other through it.
Right. How many siblings?
I have 7 brothers and 2 sisters.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Give it up for his mom's vagina, yes. Everybody. That is applause worthy.
Yes.
But that's so cool because now I'm in Bed-Stuy with my white husband, but my Caribbean parents lived there 40 years ago, so I don't know if I'm gentrifying it. I don't know if I'm part of the problem or solution.
Yeah, you're part of the problem, yeah.
What was it like growing up with all that? I'm the only child, so I'm obsessed with people with siblings.
I feel bad for you.
You should. That's why I'm here.
Oh, my God. I have friends that don't have any siblings. It's like they just stay at my... When we were kids, they would just come to my house and just look like, oh, my God. It's like everybody's talking to each other and having fun. And
yeah.
When you're the only sibling, I truly believe your parents didn't mean to have kids. They just fucked up one time. And they were like, all right, let's not do that again. Let's...
Mom? Do you remember everyone's birthdays?
Absolutely.
Do you call each other for your birthday? What is Christmas like? Do you, what?
October 10th, February 7th.
Yes.
April 16th.
Maybe.
December 25th.
Are you making this up?
December 30th.
Okay.
April 16th. Again, I have 2 brothers born the same day, 12 years apart.
What?
May 7th, March 18th, February 10th, and I'm June 30th.
I'm like Rain Man with birthdays, so I'll remember June 30th. Also, June 30th is my Pompeii because that's the day of St. Paul, St. Peter's Day.
You know, you said the end of June. I'm like, I hope it wasn't my birthday then.
Yeah. Do you want to have kids?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do I want you a gang of kids.
Do you like see them? Like you? Like
no, I don't have any.
No, when you date them. I know that, honey. What if I was just like, bring them out! You thought you did it! You thought this was late night whatever! Tony Rock, in the case of this other kid, you are the father!
Oh! Oh!
I
that would
can't.
Be the best show ever.
But. Oh, my God. So, I didn't know this, but apparently you went to all-white school. Is that true?
I went to an all-white public school, yes. PS 277 in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn.
Shout out.
On Garrettson Avenue. I was one Ooh. Of 11, maybe 12 black kids in the whole school from first grade to sixth grade.
That's
and
ironic.
I got
11
fight.
Was the only black one in Hunger Games.
That
no,
was me.
Nobody else was thinking that?
It was loosely based on my life.
Cool.
And every day, I people think I'm lying. You can ask all my siblings. Every day, from Monday to Friday, at 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. I got in a fight. Every day from first grade to sixth grade.
That's the thing, right?
Because at
3
o'clock, the bell would sound, and all the kids that lived outside of the district, a teacher would come down the hallway and say, outer district, and all the black kids had to line up to get ready for the school bus, and we were just sitting ducks. And all the white kids would line up, and they would go, let's get the niggas. Every day,
Jesus.
Monday to Friday, first grade to sixth grade.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's why we got, my brothers and I are so close, because my dad, his rule was, if you're in a fight, if your brother's in a fight, you're in a fight.
Oof.
So every day, it was like, we line up, and my brothers were like, okay, it's us against everybody. So
That's
you had to
crazy.
Fight all the Rock brothers all the time. You never fought one Rock brother. You had to fight them all.
Gee, and then Spike Lee came and filmed it? Like, what? The fuck? I feel bad. What if you can't fight? What if you're the Lance Bass of the group and you can't keep up?
The Lance Bass. Lance Bass is over right now. Like, what'd I ever do to you?
Lance Bass, come on up. No, I'm just kidding. So do you still fight now? Because sometimes I get road rage and my husband's like, who dat? And I'm like, mind your fucking business.
No, I absolutely do not get road rage. I'm just like, hey, man, we all stuck here together in traffic, man. Just go ahead. If you want to jump in front, go ahead.
Okay, Black Buddha, I'm into this shit.
I'm not, road rage is not my thing, no. But okay. I haven't had a fight in years because now I'll get sued.
Yes, that's what happens when you got that money,
yeah,
honey.
I'm like, you got it.
Wow. And people will probably start fights with you because they
now,
know
you know, people
too.
Don't fight now. People just go on Twitter and Instagram and say mean, hurtful shit, but it's like, that's not going to affect me at all. You know?
I love that.
Like people
do you ever clap back?
All the time. You ain't shit. No, this is what I get. You ain't shit. You just Chris Rock brother. And I'm like, okay, well, that just reflects on how shitty your life is that your brother's not shit, you know? You're not mad at me for my brother being the shit. You mad that your siblings ain't shit.
Do you tell him that? Because that's a good lesson.
No, I clap back sometimes. Rarely there's times where I get the comment and I'm like, you know what? Today I have the time. Yeah.
Let's talk about your show on CBS. Congratulations.
Yes,
he's
thank you
on
very much.
A really funny show called Living Biblically on CBS. Give it up for that.
Thank you.
Tell everybody about the show first.
The show is based on a best-selling book called The Year of Living Biblically, written by A.J. Jacobs, where he lives his life for one calendar year, 100% according to the Bible, and documents everything. He wrote a book about it. Johnny Galecki from Big Bang Theory and Roseanne, he read the book, loved it. He and his partners, Patrick Walsh, Andrew Haas, they, you know, turned it into a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in L.A. for pilot season. I got a hold of the pilot and read it and thought it was super funny.
Yeah.
Called my agent, like, you got to get me in on this. There was
oh, nice.
One. There was one black guy part. I said, I think I could get it.
There's always the one.
The one black guy who's best friend to the lead character. And I read for it, got it, shot the pilot. It was super funny. It got picked up for 13 episodes, and we're on CBS.
It's so good.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it, too. I love that it's tackling religion in a different way.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like, it feels like the year before I got married, where, like, the only thing I could basically do for 365 days is, like, work out and not eat bread.
Right.
That's my living biblically.
Right.
Have you thought about what you could do for a year?
For a year?
Yeah.
Biblically? Not have sex.
Well, I'm married, so.
Oh, so you good.
I could.
Yeah. You good.
Just kidding, husband. If you were working in politics, like, what would you want to fix?
Education is the most important thing in the world.
Why do you think so?
Because if you're educated properly, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a better job. You'll make more money. You'll live better. Your children will live better. You'll know more about the world. If you're more worldly, you understand people's, you know, struggles in other places. Mm-hmm. So education is the most important thing in the world.
Oh, my God. Tony Rock for president, everybody. Give it up for Tony Rock. Yes, and we'll be right back with more Late Night Whenever. Musical sidekick, my black Dr. Phil.
What up?
Oh my God.
Tony's a G. That's what's up.
Tony's a G. Yeah. I feel like the whole Rock family, do they need to have a reality show? Because I'm interested.
Yo, the last name Rock, though, is ill.
Yes. What's the matter with you, Rock?
We can't pay for that, Michelle.
I know we can't pay for that. God. So excited about our next guest. She stars in the upcoming Netflix film, Ibiza. You might also know her from a show called Two Dope Queens. Check out their HBO special if you haven't seen them yet. Put your hands together for my boo-boo, Phoebe Robinson! Mwah! Mwah!
Hi.
Oh, Phoebe boo-boo.
Oh my God.
You are looking fabulous. Gold lame, gold earrings, but red sneaker. Are those okay. Gucci?
No, these are Aldo, okay? Here's the tea. I saw online that Balenciaga made shoes like these, and I'm like, I can't afford that. So I got these from Aldo.
Yes.
This gold little lame sweater, H&M.
Yes.
These earrings, a gift from a friend. The belt bag is Gucci, but 3% of my closet is expensive, and everything else is just like on sale. Like what I do, so I don't know if anyone else does this, but my whole life I love to just, I call it carton. So basically I like go on a website, I put I was backstage on Net-A-Porter, truly put $30,000 worth of things in a shopping cart.
No.
I'm not gonna buy any of it.
No.
But I just like the sensation of being like, yes, add, yes. It feels so good to pretend like you have money to buy stuff.
Can you tell me, it's so funny, I talk to you all the time, but I don't know much about your Netflix movie.
We FaceTime literally every day.
We FaceTime all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we always FaceTime. I never have clothes on.
You don't. And sometimes she FaceTimes me with her British Bake Off and...
That's my boyfriend. He's British and likes British Bake Off, so that's why we call him that.
Yes. And you guys don't look like you just had sex in a hotel room, but you look like you guys just had room service in a hotel room. Room service, like, is just, you know, you're so excited when you get it, and then when it's over, you're like, ugh, get out of here.
Yeah. It's so true. But yeah, I never have my clothes on. I usually have my wigs off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Just hanging out. But yeah, I'm in a movie called Ibiza, if you will. It's on Netflix. It's me, Gillian Jacobs, and Vanessa Bayer.
So dope.
Yeah, it's like really good. It's like a trifecta of, you know, lady power. So we shot the movie overseas. We shot in Belgrade, Serbia, mm-hmm. and Croatia.
Thank you for telling me where Belgrade is. I was like, what? So you had to do a lot of acting in the movie.
You know, I do a little bit here
but
and
you
there.
You had to fake an orgasm. Mom,
just
an
like,
orgasm. Ooh. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, Mom. We can cut that out.
Yeah.
How did you prepare? Did you do some research?
No. It is one of those things where you're like, this is truly mortifying. Whenever actors are like, you know, doing a sex scene, it's like, nah, Hanamo's like, bullshit, you're with Michael B. Jordan, you're wet. But it's like, it is fully like, it's the driest I've ever been. Like, you're just, because you know you have like a bunch of like fucking Serbian, you know, 50-year-old dudes.
Yes, as you do. Everyone's got the 50-year-old Serbian
like,
dudes.
Who like truly do not want to be here looking at like you in underwear. They're like, this is fucking boring to me. And I'm like, okay, calm down. We all need this movie to happen so we can get paid. But
did you watch the playback?
I did.
That's
not.
That's when they rewind. God, I'm so inside Hollywood. God. Rob, you really got to call me out when I'm getting too inside. Too inside baseball. A playback is when they rewind it so you can watch it back. But in our case, it's a playback.
Okay, I did not, but I had to do ADR. So ADR is basically after the movie shot, you know, a lot of times you're shooting, there's like sound is like off.
Audio,
so you have to go
directing, recording, or something like that.
Yes.
Again, I just know so much about Hollywood, guys. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
And so you have to like go in a studio and just kind of like re-record whatever lines like the sound didn't pick up. So I had to re-record like my moaning from a guy going down on me.
That's amazing.
That was horrific.
Dad, did you think you're going to hear that when you came tonight to the show? Just kidding. Next question. So I remember when you were about to go film this in Belgrade because you were working out a lot. And we just had this like really crazy conversation the other day where I'm like, I don't want to work out for TV anymore. I want to work out so, you know, I have a healthy pair of lungs and stuff like that. Like, I'm so tired of trying to look good for somebody else. Yeah. So I think I just want to talk about body positivity and what that means for you. And then also, you know, your first film, you're doing the most.
Yeah. When I got the part, there was like a lot of nudity. And I was like, guys, this like is not my monster's ball. So I'm keeping my titties covered. You know what I mean? There's no promise of an Oscar. I'm not doing
it. Or your monster.
Yeah.
I get it.
So I really was like, we got to like tone down how much skin is like being revealed.
I'm so glad you said that because so many girls in that position would not have spoken up because they're like, I got invited to the party. I have to do what everyone else is doing at the party.
I mean, I think so much of whenever I watch a lot of like, because I watch so much TV and like so many films.
Yes, I know.
Like I just, that's like my favorite thing to do. But I just, there's always these like crazy ass sex scenes that exist for no other reason than like, maybe we'll get like a viewer to like stick with this episode if we show like someone's like butt cheek. And I was just like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And Netflix and the director, Alex Rickenbach, like they're very much on board. They're like, whatever you're comfortable with is great. But it really, I remember being like, we were all like, we have that scene on the beach. We're all in like our swimsuits and we were all like working out so much, watching everything we're eating. And it really kind of bummed me out and a little bit, because it's like, this is a movie about three women. And like so much of it was like so fun. But in the back of our minds, we were still worried about like, well, if we don't look great in a swimsuit, someone's going to like talk shit about us online.
Isn't that some fucked up shit?
It's so fucked up. And, you know, I think every woman in here can attest to like people saying shit to them online. The thing I get the most, I'm a 34A, so I always get comments online where people say I don't have any tits. And I'm like, I'm aware.
Mine is like, if a guy's like, can I dance with you? I'm like, nah, fuck you, you fat anyways. Then why are you trying to shop at my store, bitch?
Yeah.
Next.
From head to buttock.
Okay. Why are you trying to come into my Chateau Buteau if you ain't ready? So I want to talk about travel mishaps, because I'm sure you heard about... we had a traveling mishap. It wasn't necessarily a traveling mishap.
Yeah.
But we all went to Palm Springs.
That was so fun.
It was super fun. It was like a brown city meetup at Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Nobody got their hair wet in the hot tub.
Everyone would only go like boob deep into the
Sometimes
water.
Sometimes they would dip and then get right the fuck back up. And be like, too hot. And so one night, Phoebe and I were like, let's just go to the hot tub and do it. And you like hooked it up.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you hear a noise. And you're like, Michelle, do you hear this noise? And how'd the noise go? And I was like, I don't hear shit. What is wrong with you? That rosé is kicking in. And then I listened harder and I heard it again. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know the desert, but I feel like this could be a raccoon.
No. There was none of that preamble. There was no sensible sort of like, let me think about it and speak out my feelings like I'm a Yala Van Zandt. She jumps up and goes, it's a raccoon, and books it out of the jacuzzi.
Well,
fucking like bionic woman
well,
style.
Here's the deal. This bitch goes, wait for me.
You should leave no man behind.
Do I look like I'm in the Marine to you, motherfucker? Is this Black Hawk down? No, is this black girl down, and I'm getting ready to fucking go. Nobody thinks I can like run that fast because my tits are big, but my feet are light. So then we run to the house
And it's a brown girl meetup, but there's, of course, one the one white girlfriend. Yeah, just like high school. Yeah, so there's always a one.
Yeah, so there's Allison.
Shout out to Allison. Allison. Oh, is that your one perfect? Everyone just grab your one white girlfriend. Perfect.
Yeah. And bring it with you on trips. It helps. So.
Yes, it does help because this bitch was like, she was like every bitch in a horror movie. It was just like, let me go see the noise.
Yeah, she, seriously, she walked out the house fucking barefoot.
Barefoot, bitch, no. What is this, Coachella? I don't have time. Barefoot? Let me go see the noise barefoot. I was like, she's like the most man I've ever, like, so exciting. So she goes out, she checks it out.
And she's like, you guys, there's no raccoon. It's just the water sprinkler. So we gotta water the lawn. I'm like, well, I've never had a lawn, so I didn't fucking know you had a water sprinkler.
I know! I just have rocks. I'm in Bed-Stuy. Anyways, y'all should go to fucking Palm Springs.
Yeah,
it's fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, hang out in the hot tub during the day, though. That shit gets scary.
And the grocery store was fun.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's the deal about... Oh, well, shout out to Francesca. She's here, too. Hi, Francesca Ramsey.
Hi. Jessica Lee.
Brown titties. She was on the trip, too. So here's the deal about walking into, like, an Albertson or a Gelson's in Palm Springs with, like, five dynamic, beautiful black women. So many prints. So many mixed prints. Everybody was doing it. And so everybody's heads are turning. Like, you know that scene in Bad Moms where they're all, like, fucking eating everything in the supermarket? Yeah. It was like that because everyone was like, damn, the Jamaican nannies are getting fine. Oh, my God. Phoebe Robinson, everybody. What? Hold up now. It's game time. Okay, Phoebe and Rob, I want you to play the game, all right?
Okay.
I've been talking about travel mishaps, as I like to call it, mishaps if you're nasty. Ow! So let's get some questions from the audience about their biggest travel questions.
Travel in the airways.
Woo! Yes!
That
oh
was
God.
Fun.
Where's our first question?
Who wrote that? Ed Sheeran? Just kidding.
Yeah. Yes. What's your name, Bo?
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hey. What's your reaction when you're the person that's randomly selected to be felt up by TSA?
Oh, I get so pissed off.
Yeah, me too. What happens when I don't wear makeup.
Yeah, I have to be like agreeable because I'm black and I don't want to get arrested.
Yes.
So I'm like, absolutely, I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, how's your day going?
Yeah, I'm like, this is exciting. I don't care about making my flight at all. Let's do it.
Yeah. Blue is your color. Good for you for tucking it all the way in. Yeah. Do you get stopped?
No, I recommend everybody get clear.
I do clear, too.
Clear.
Okay, no,
TSA
no, no. I have pre-check, but now they want you to have clear in addition to pre-check.
Yeah.
This is a Ponzi scheme. No. I've already
clear
given you 80.
Clear takes you straight to the TSA agent without your ID, and it's the most disrespectful thing to everybody else
that's
in the
also,
line.
Yeah, I do that.
That's truly wild. Like, I want everyone to have their ID.
Nah.
No, but you put
fingerprints.
You put your fingerprints in. You already checked in and stuff.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, maybe I'll do clear now. Hashtag going clear. Hashtag Leah Remini. Okay, bye.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The best show of all time, by the way.
Okay. Anthony R., where are you at, honey?
What do you do when you just want to, you know, chill in your seat and your neighbor and you're on the flight is really chatty? What do you do?
Oh, they want to talk to you?
Yeah, you just want to chill in your seat.
That's when you bust out those headphones. You're like,
yeah.
And just put them on. I don't care. I'm rude as fuck.
Sometimes they chat to me. I could have headphones on, a headset, a computer, an iPad, but I have big tits and freckles, so they're like, it's friendly, let's talk to it. So I get it.
You do have a very inviting aura.
I do.
Yeah, that's why people harass you.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't know, Anthony. I want to say just accept your powers. Do you know what I mean? You could also fart and leave.
Or pretend like you're sleeping. I do that too.
Oh my God. Rob, what do you think? Do people talk to you?
Yeah, you know what? I try to get to know who's sitting next to me if they're trying to talk to me first, because you just never know who you sit next to. And so, you know, I'll engage a conversation for a little bit, and then when it goes left, good night.
I love that.
Is there a Jenna S? Hi, Jenna S. Why do you have a scarf on? I have titty sweat.
If I'm sitting in the quiet car, am I allowed to talk if I talk quietly?
What, you mean on your phone?
Yeah.
No.
No.
What do you say to someone who is talking in the quiet car?
Oh, I mean,
I'm always talking in the quiet car, actually. I don't know what. I just realized as she's saying it that I'm always the person talking.
I don't say anything. I just go through my phone and see who's like not busy working, and I text them and complain about it.
Okay. But what? Well, I'll tell you how people ask me to be quiet. They'll point at the sign and be like, quiet car. And I'm like, ew, bitch.
I know. I don't have the courage to do that, to like tell someone to be quiet.
A lot of people do.
It feels weird.
No, but it does feel weird, but they don't mind.
Yeah.
Have you ever told somebody to do this?
Nah, but if I'm not mistaken, the cafe car is the very next car to the quiet car. And so you can walk straight to the cafe car.
This motherfucker's traveled.
That's got dope real estate. Like, you can sit there with your computer on the Wi-Fi and everything.
Yes.
Get your work done.
Yeah, go to the cafe car.
And then get on the phone.
That's good advice.
I like that.
All right, lastly, we have Micah. Is that how you say it? Michaela. Mitchell.
Number two is correct.
Michaela.
I was like, where did she come from? Are you a ghost?
I know.
Oh my God, that got so spiritual.
Have you guys ever been in a sleeper car, like in a train?
Mm-hmm.
Is it kosher to get into like the little...
Oh, I'm not Jewish. I don't know what's kosher technically. What's the question?
Is it okay to get into the bed with your significant other when other people are also in the car?
What do you...
But it's G-rated. Just like, you know.
Oh, just snuggling?
Yeah,
that's great. Love is great.
No, it's not. Get your own fucking car.
I'm sorry.
That's like when two people walk through a revolving door together. Fuck you.
I do that all the time. I do. You gotta save time.
Save time. It takes more time.
No, it doesn't.
It takes more time.
No, it does. Have you never walked a revolving door with me? It takes the same amount of time as
absolutely
it would by yourself.
Absolutely not. I would unfriend immediately.
Listen, I think it is totally fine to be booed up. Keep your clothes on.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's like spooning in first class.
Yes.
No. No. What would you do?
You ever been in a sleeper car, though?
No.
It's fresh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. It's like nice. It's
what is
nice.
It? Okay, real
it's
talk.
It's a real room.
I don't know what a sleeper car is.
With a little TV.
I should also know what a sleeper car is before I start negating.
Yeah, it's a room on a train that you actually have a bed.
Oh, like Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, kind of like that kind of thing. Yeah, something fresh.
I've only taken the Jersey Transit.
Yeah.
That's been our show. Give it up for Phoebe Robinson, Tony, Rock. Oh my God, Rob. We covered so much today. I really do feel like it's the best night of my dad's life, okay? Tony Rock, so woke. I hope he ends up marrying his girlfriend and having a bunch of kids. He's good at being around a lot of people. Phoebe Robinson, she's still here. I mean, faking an orgasm and she's not even married? How'd she do that? And also, maybe for my birthday this year, I want to get a motherfucking sleeper car. I didn't know what a sleeper car was. I just saw it on Indiana Jones or something. Ugh, my heart is so full and my pants are so tight. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me and my friends. I'm Michelle Buteau. That's Rob Lewis. And this has been Late Night.
Late Night Whenever is brought to you by WNYC Studios. This podcast is produced by Joanna Solitara, Paula Schumann, Jennifer Sendro, Daniel Guimet, and Marian Schauberg, with Isaac Jones, Chase Colpin, Sarah Sambach, Caroline English, and Melissa Chusid. Music by Rob Lewis. Add music by Isaac Jones. If you haven't quit Facebook yet, like us at Whenever and you can see videos of me and Rob Lewis vibing with our guests like Leslie Odom Jr. and Gina Yasharay. Come on! follow us already. And don't forget to subscribe to Late Night Whenever, wherever you get your podcasts.
People living in New York City and the surrounding areas like Jersey and Westchester, hi! Yeah, you guys! You want to come see the show? You can come see my show every Tuesday night. Go to latenightwhenever.com to get your tickets now. And you get to see these freckles in person. Yes, honey.